USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
435 House seats, 35 senatorial chairs, and 36 gubernatorial leaders will be chosen today in America. It's report card time, and we'll find out if Democrats will continue their exclusive power control in Washington, D.C. It's time for you to do your civic duty. The highly anticipated drawing for the record $1.9 billion Powerball jackpot was delayed Monday night. Powerball officials released a statement early Tuesday morning saying one participating lottery is still processing its sales and play data, and that all 48 participating lotteries are required to submit their data before the winning numbers can be drawn. The numbers should be announced sometime Tuesday. Arizona GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake had a suspicious powder mailed to her office, exposing some in her staff to come in contact with it. The FBI took the substance Monday, but has failed to let anyone know what the substance is. Ms. Lake on Fox News overnight.
The police showed up, the bomb squad showed up, firefighters and the FBI, and they took the envelopes. There were a couple of them at minimum, maybe more. And we were told they took them for testing. Now, this is the first time hearing that maybe they haven't. So maybe you know more about it than I do. I've been busy campaigning, and we've just been monitoring our staffers' health, and so far, so good.
South Florida may not come through the end of the 2022 hurricane season, which ends at the end of the month, without a direct hit, as a rare November storm heads for the state's Atlantic coast. Hurricane Nicole increased in intensity Monday, with the possibility of strong winds, rising waters, and flooding rain reaching parts of South Florida later today and for the next couple of days, as the storm is very large in size. Pennsylvania's Democratic senatorial candidate John Fetterman has filed a lawsuit against election officials Monday, demanding a change to the rules regarding undated and misdated absentee ballots. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Bad news in the housing market. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau explains.
Consumer confidence in the housing market is hitting an all-time low. Fannie Mae's monthly survey assessing attitudes towards owning and renting a home found just 16% of Americans said now is a good time to buy. That's the lowest share of respondents since the survey started in 2011. Meanwhile, the percentage of those who say now is a good time to sell fell from 59% to 51% in October. 37% of respondents said they expect prices to drop over the next year. The survey comes as high home prices and mortgage rates fuel affordability concerns. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
North Korea has flat out denied American claims that it's shipping artillery shells and ammunition to Russia for its use in its war against Ukraine, and accused the United States of lying. The United States has accused North Korea, one of the most weaponized countries in the world, of supplying Soviet-era artillery shells to replenish Russian stockpiles. The Cygnus cargo spacecraft has run into some trouble on its way to the International Space Station as one of its two solar arrays failed to deploy. Northrop Grumman's Cygnus spacecraft had an early launch on Monday from Virginia Space Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport. Officials believe it will reach the ISS on Wednesday with 8,200 pounds of cargo. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.